This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news and just about everything else for the listening area. It has been an incredibly busy week and incredibly busy past 36 hours.
Well, it has, and Kyle, if this is any indication of how the political season is going to end up going, I don't know if I'm going to survive it.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. First, new numbers on home sales.
Yes, new good numbers, or there continue to be good numbers. And the market, the home sales market in Arkansas is, you know, it's healthy when even the what has been a troubled Fort Smith metro economy is doing well. So that's a good sign for not just that market, but the entire home sales market. But for the first 8 months of the year in Arkansas's four largest metro areas that the CityWire reviews, home sales are up more than 12%. And that was boosted by more than 21% gain in August. And what we do at the CityWire for the CityWire's home sales report is we look at 14 of the state's most populated counties, 14 out of 75. That may not sound like a lot, but it accounts for 70 to 75% of total Arkansas home sales. So it's a good number. For the first 8 months of 2013, home sales are up a little over 2% in central Arkansas. A little over 9% in the Jonesboro area, not surprisingly up over 17% in northwest Arkansas and up almost 7% in the Fort Smith area. So keep your fingers crossed. We were concerned it'd slow down in the back half of the year, but that's not the case.
Tuesday night, the latest chapter in the relationship between Fort Smith and Whirlpool took place when representatives from the company came to talk about the plume that's underneath the former plant.
Well, and to Whirlpool's credit, you know, they said all the right things. Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality was there, so we'll see. And they had some reassuring comments, I should say. So now where we move from here, essentially what, I guess I should back up a little bit, what Whirlpool presented was a plan that they say will work, and they said was based on, quote, good science, and they used that term repeatedly during their presentation, but they'll remove these TCE levels, and this is a potentially cancer-causing chemical that's been spilled around the plant there at the manufacturing plant Whirlpool has in Fort Smith for several decades. And so they have a plan to remove that. I can tell you, Kyle, some of the Fort Smith board members were not impressed. Some don't even like the concept. They want, I think it was Vice Mayor Kevin Settle, who said, nope, I want you to come dig all this up, which is down around 15-foot levels, and remove it, which would be extremely expensive for Whirlpool. But so we'll see. But again, they made a good presentation. It's somewhat of a relief to have them come and spend that kind of time and be that detailed, because it in the past, Whirlpool has not been that forthcoming, I should say.
Can Whirlpool be forced to come dig something up that's that far down?
Well, that's what the discussion the board had. You know, I think they're correct, is they do not have that type of authority, that type of leverage. It'll ultimately come down to what the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality requires. Now, I guess you could argue that the Fort Smith Board of Directors could lobby them hard and heavy, and could lobby their area representatives and senators hard and heavy and make something happen. But, you know, directly, no, the Fort Smith Board cannot force Whirlpool to do anything.
I had never heard or read the term creeping hostile takeover before, but it's almost Halloween, so it seems to fit. USA Truck is filing a lawsuit against Knight, accusing them of this creeping hostile takeover, and by using some confidential information.
Well, and I'm with you, brother. I've followed these kind of things for a while. I've never seen the term creeping hostile. Yes, USA Truck and Knight, that hostile takeover got even more hostile. USA Truck has filed a lawsuit now claiming that officials with Knight Transportation used some information they gained during confidential negotiations to buy their shares and to seek, try to take over the company. So this began on September 26th, at least publicly it began on September 26th, and there are some of the analysts I read, some of the reports I read suggest that Knight, you know, has the capability and certainly is serious in the deal and can really make it happen. And what's at loss here, what potentially could be lost for the Fort Smith area, is if it goes through, USA Truck employs between 400 and 500 at their corporate headquarters there in Van Buren, and that would be a huge hit for the regional economy that's just now really kind of getting back on its feet.
Finally, you mentioned politics at the beginning of our conversation. Something that is probably going to play into many of the races over the next 13 months is the Affordable Care Act and health care. And it came up a couple of times in the last day or so. First, Mercy Hospital's president and CEO apparently is no fan of the Affordable Care Act.
He is not, and we attended Thursday night an event that Mercy had. Every year they do it in Northwest Arkansas as well, come back and they talk about the progress they've made in the region in terms of investments, new equipment, new physicians, and that type of thing. And we were there just to cover that. But, it quickly became clear that they wanted to talk to the community. There were about 125 members of the community there. They wanted to talk about their struggles, the Mercy struggles, with the Health Care Act. And, regardless of where you are politically on the issue, they laid out some very interesting challenges that they'll face. And, Lynn Britton, he's the CEO of St. Louis-based Mercy for all the network, and his quote was, he said the law is, quote, challenging beyond anything I could have imagined. And that was the nicest thing that was said about the law. Mike McCurry, the CEO, COO, chief financial officer, let me get this right, chief operating officer for Mercy, essentially said this, if everything came into law in 1 year, it could have been a $400 million hit for Mercy system-wide. And that's just not sustainable, Kyle, because their net operating income last year was $122 million. They project it to be $105 million this year. So, they can't – that would have been a, $200-300 million loss. So it's an interesting article. They're taking the hit. Part of the issue is that these exchanges will push people to Medicaid rates in terms of reimbursements, and those rates are already hurting hospitals. Hospitals are already losing money providing service at Medicaid rates. So, again, no matter what you think about Health Care Act, it's they certainly have some interesting comments that I'd encourage anyone to read.
Also, making some interesting comments about health care, Asa Hutchinson, Republican candidate for governor.
Well, and a lot of he was in Fort Smith on Thursday to speak to the Sebastian County Republican Party, and there've been a lot of folks in the media try to pin Asa Hutchinson down, who's running for governor, as you said, on what he would have done with the private option. The Republican-led legislature, Arkansas legislature, approved the private option plan. In fact, it was their legislation, and that private option plan essentially is what will regulate, is what will mandate how the Health Care Act is incorporated into Arkansas. And so he's been, members of the media have been trying to pin him down on would he have signed that legislation. And his take was, it's kind of a weird, not weird in a bad way, but it's just a different take. His assessment is that if he were governor, the legislation would have never come forward. He would have pushed that to a special session, which probably wouldn't have taken place yet, and they would already be knowing some of these issues that we all see now that are happening with the health care law. So he kind of tried to pass it off like, well, if I was governor, it wouldn't even come to my desk yet. So we kept pressing him, and he finally said, yes, if there was a Republican majority legislature and there was a consensus and they did push it to me, then in a special session, then yes, I would have signed the legislation rather than vetoing it. But it was a long way around to answer that. But I'm sure that will appeal to his base. I don't know how it will appeal to his opponents, but it will appeal to his base, I'm sure.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but what he was saying is he would have used his influence as governor to not even have that conversation until a special session.
Those were good. If you put words in his mouth, I think those were pretty accurate words.
Okay. Wow. All that and homecoming this weekend.
Yeah, well, hope the Gamecocks don't ruin it for us.
All right. Michael Tilley covers everything that happens in this area. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Have a good weekend.